Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we provide you practical tactics and techniques to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, an executive education adjunct professor, and leadership and team development workshop facilitator. Today, we're cracking open the five C's of effective communication. Communication is everywhere. At work, at home, communicating effectively will help you be at your very best to make sure that your message is received and you're also hearing what's being said to you. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research.
So imagine, if you will, you're sending an important email out to your team, you know, something that your team needs to execute, and you said that, you know, email is probably the best way to communicate this because not everybody's here at the same time. I want to make sure I craft my points just so. And after you've written it and read it and rewritten that email, you hit send, and only half your team understands your instructions, which means the other half misunderstood your instructions. Deadlines are missed. Frustration starts to build. Productivity takes a hit when these things happen. When communication falls short of either clarity, of connection, and your team doesn't understand what it is they need to act on, or you don't understand what it is your team is trying to tell you, the wheels come off the wagon. Communication isn't just about talking. It isn't just about writing. It's about ensuring your message is received, is understood, and it's acted upon. When done well, communication will drive your team into peak performance. And when you have missteps in communication, it will bring your operation to a grinding halt. Not only that, but it has the potential to have frustration start to bubble and brew over. So you have the human element as well as the productivity element that are tied to communication. This is why communication, you can't take enough time to learn and hone and refine your craft when it comes to communicating. No matter what role you're in, whether you're a business owner, you're a team leader, you're a team member, communication is what helps your team thrive. So let's think about what I want to share with you here is the five C's of effective communication. We're going to start with a definition of what is actually effective communication. It's the process of exchanging ideas, thoughts, and information between the sender and the receiver. Let's think about that again. Effective communication is the process of exchanging ideas, thoughts, information between a sender and a receiver. And you both have to feel satisfied with the outcome. You both have to understand what's being said, whether that be verbal or nonverbal communication. You have to be able to have that exchange, sender to receiver, receiver to sender, back and forth. The effectiveness comes in with how clear the message, information, thoughts, or ideas are understood by both parties. And studies show that companies with poor communication lose an average of $62 million a year, while organizations with strong communicators, they see nearly a 50% higher return for their shareholders. Communication doesn't just impact people on the micro level. It impacts your team, your organization, your business on the macro level. You know, for me, recently I had a communication with a campaign I was putting on for marketing my workshop. And I was working with a team of people back and forth on how to set this up and how to establish it. And I had to, you know, clearly articulate what my priorities are with my business so that they could perform a marketing strategy for me. You know, shout out to, you know, to that team there, Market Share Consulting. We went back and forth very minimal times because the clarity of communication from the sender to the receiver and the receiver back, they ensured that they understood my message, what my priorities of work were, and they moved out on a strategy to help position my business, you know, to start the fiscal year off with where I wanted to go, who I wanted to target, what I wanted to do. Fantastic job. You peel that back, that could have gone south very quickly if there wasn't an understanding and a level of candor and a level of openness to be able to go back and forth and have that exchange of ideas and thoughts. They brought up things I hadn't thought about, which really, you know, shifted and helped me refine and change what my priorities might have been. Not a complete pivot, but because they brought their knowledge and they brought their experience and they shared it with me openly versus somebody who was just working for a client who could have just taken what the client said and ran with it. And then we come up with something that's not the best service, the best product, the best outcome. Communication needs to be clear. And the sender needs to be able to have some thick skin and open-mindedness. And the receiver needs to feel comfortable enough coming back and asking those questions for clarity. So when we think about that, the impact of communication, both positive and negative, it cannot be ignored in business. Let's run through the five C's of effective communication. So communication must be clear. That's the first C. Simple, direct, easy to understand. You know, choose your words wisely. Remember who your audience is. Clarity in that message. Are you asking? Are you telling? What's your tone? What's your body language? You know, being able to have that intentional clarity in communication makes things simple, direct, and easy to understand. Correct. Second C. Information that you're exchanging, thoughts or data, need to be accurate and free from errors of misinformation. You have to fact check if you're putting quantitative data in. Fact check it. Cite your sources. When you're communicating with your team, especially on like big changes or policy changes or even something simple as reallocation of funding, be able to cite your sources so that you can have that correctness in the information that you're sharing. Assume somebody is going to audit that communication for accuracy. The third C, complete, includes all necessary details for understanding. Does your communication, is it complete? Is it missing something? Is there something that you needed to say that you didn't say? Is there something you needed to type that you didn't type? Is there a hidden message that you're hoping that the receiver of your information is going to latch onto? Because chances are they're not. Think about that. If you're hoping someone's going to read between the lines, so to speak, they're probably not. Lay it out for them. Make sure your communication is complete. Concise. Avoid unnecessary words or jargon. Brevity is your friend. Who's the communication for? What's the intent of the communication? What facts need to be included to support it? What's the outcome you're looking for? No more, no less. Sometimes you don't need a big story lead in. You can still explain the why, explain the purpose, explain what you need to get across in a very tight-knit, easily absorbed package for people to be able to act on and move out and do what it is you're asking them, telling them, directing them to do. And compassionate. That's the fifth C. Compassionate. Compassionate communication shows empathy and understanding. Put yourself in the receiver's shoes when you're crafting a message, when you're delivering a speech, when you're writing an email, when you're sending a Slack message out at, 12:30 at night. Preface it with empathy. Preface it with understanding. Think about how that message is gonna resonate with them. What situation is going on potentially that you could affect? Is it good timing? Is it stacking something on top of something that's already too high up? You know, think about that and be compassionate. It's not to say that you need to back off or not share information or not communicate. It's being compassionate and understanding the current situation that you're in when you're communicating. The benefits of effective communication. When we think about good communication, it can strengthen relationships. It can reduce and mitigate misunderstanding. It can improve your team's efficiency. When people have access to information, when they know where to get it, when they trust the source of information, when it has clarity and connection to the work that they're doing, then your teams can move out effectively, efficiently, without having to come back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Now, different situations will require a lot more back and forth. If you're working with something that is abstract, or you're doing some creative problem solving, or you're doing some brainstorming, you would expect some back and forth. When you're doing a big policy change, you want to be able to build time in for your team to absorb what's going on and ask those questions they need to ask to understand what's moving forward. Some of the simpler stuff, though, where you can find time to be effective in communication but free yourself up, is the day-to-day operations. So think about how good communication can bring your team together by managing them effectively, by boosting creativity and innovation, by retaining employees and reducing turnover. Good, effective communication has all of these benefits. The research has shown that employees who feel heard, so they have that opportunity to go back and forth. Employees who feel heard are 4.6 times more likely to perform at their best, creating a thriving work culture. Think about that. That's a big boost in performance. Some ways that you can improve your communication skills, I want to share these with you. Consider your audience. Tailor your message to the intended audience. Are you speaking to a group of shareholders? Are you speaking to your team members? Are you sharing communication across the board? Are you speaking to your IT, accounting, or technical professionals? Tailor your message to who you're speaking to be on their knowledge level, and remember those five C's. Another way to improve your communication skills is by practicing active listening. When you're communicating with people, are you giving them signals that you are in the conversation, that you're not distracted, you're not looking off to the side? You are engaging with them in the moment, asking clarifying questions, waiting for them to finish their thought, allowing space for that pause, and then engaging with either, if I understood you right, I heard you say this, help me understand, I don't understand this part. You're having that back and forth, that ebb and flow of effective communication, because you are actively in the conversation. Make your message clear, right? Look at those five C's. Put your communication through the five C check to make sure that it meets all of those elements, or as many as possible. And choose the right medium. When is email appropriate? When is a phone call appropriate? When is a group gathering appropriate? When is a Slack message appropriate? So I just did this with a group I worked with. We did a workshop and we looked at what was formal communication, what was informal communication, what was synchronous communication, what was asynchronous communication. And we developed a quad and we plotted out all of the different touch points that they have during the day. And what we found was the informal communication that is asynchronous was probably causing the most chaos and confusion and gray area in their day. Because that was the space where people just, they didn't have the information they needed when they needed it. One person had something, somebody else didn't. So how can you shore up that and tighten up that communication shot group, if you will? So choosing the right medium, think about the urgency of the message, think about who needs to get the message, when they need it, and the nature of the message itself. Effective communication, it's the foundation of success in any workplace. Master the five C's, engage in active listening, choose the right medium, and you'll be well on your way to improving and strengthening the effectiveness of your communication. You'll build stronger teams, you'll reduce misunderstanding, and you'll increase and improve productivity throughout your team. Start today. The next time you communicate, the next time you speak, pause and ask yourself, is my message clear? Is it concise? Is it complete? Start there with those three, and you'll be surprised what you'll find out and what you'll be able to refine through that process. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, drop us a comment, give us a like, or download and share this with your fellow leaders so that everybody has the opportunity to learn and lead at their very best. If you want to connect with me, you can find me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or if you're interested in my team and leadership development workshops, you can check my work out at drwilliamramey.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you the next time you press play.